You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings app and use code LAF to get in on the action. Stu Gatz, I just realized that in your studios you don't have ESPN on. ESPN on there. How
ESPN?
ESPN. Wow. ESPN on.
Is that a new network? I mean,
It should be. It should be like the fifth network.
The Mike and the Mad Dog. They've been reunited on First Take. I am taping it at home so I could give you a full breakdown tomorrow because I knew I wouldn't be able to watch it in here.
Do you think you'll update the nomenclature on taping, or will you call it taping for the rest of your life?
It's always taping.
You haven't taped for 20 years.
Well, I'm taping it right now.
No,
what do you mean?
No, you're DVRing it, you're recording it. It's not taping.
Right.
No.
Taping is when you record onto a VHS tape.
It's like, I mean, semantics. I mean,
do you watch film? Do you watch tape? Like, do you call it watching tape when you watch the All 22?
I watch the All 22. I watch every once in a while, Billy. Don't scoff at me.
But you say you're going to watch the tape or check the tape.
Check the tape, game tape.
Yeah. You just say it now. Film. It's part of the lexicon.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like Kleenex, right? Like that, except this isn't a brand, but it's the same thing where that name has replaced what it actually is forever.
Stu, Xerox, yeah.
Yep. Stu, will Mike and the Mad Dog elicit the nostalgia every time? Like, do you think if in 10 weeks' time they're still doing Mike and the Dog on the first take, you'll be in on it?
I think the first time is special. I don't know how I have to see them and see if they still have the magic that made them so great. I feel like they will, but it's hard. Stephen A. Smith is there. This is not Mike and the Mad Dog. It's Stephen A.'s show, period, end of discussion. And he is not having it from Francesa. He's not having it from Mad Dog, so I need to see how this goes. I'm excited to watch today's episode, but it depends on how much Stephen A. gets in the way of Mike and the Mad Dog being Mike and the Mad Dog.
So you said, Stu Gatz, that you didn't think that Chris Russo was happy that this was happening.
I still don't.
Okay, I will tell you, and we haven't done checking in, so we've just kind of been glancing up. Body language from Mad Dog today, not what he is normally on Wednesdays. His body language is off. I haven't seen kind of like that explosive energy. Now, granted, we have the TV on mute here. We're just kind of looking up. We were talking about doing checking ins. If we did that across the hall, I'm not sure that it would have paid off today. And I don't
really
know. I don't know if you were right. And I could be wrong. We're just looking up at the wrong moments. But I haven't seen that energy. I haven't seen any kind of crazy
fighting. Because Mike's there.
Fighting.
He sucks the energy out of every single room he walks into. I'm just being honest. No.
Sucker.
He does. Mike does. I don't care. I don't care about Francesa. Seriously. And Russo had that stage all to himself. Finally, he had something. This is mine. It's not Francesa's. And then they wanted to bring in Francesa. And I'm telling you, Russo wants nothing to do with it, okay? Because if you want to go to one of the two, chances are Stephen A. is going to go to Mike Francesa. Because Russo's kind of like me.
Really?
So if me and Dan are sitting there, of course you're going to go to Levitard and not me.
No,
you know?
That's not why. That's not why.
I am telling you right now.
That's not why. He goes to Francesa because Russo kind of, sort of, not really, but kind of, is a little bit of a threat. Because he's high energy and like Stephen A., showman, right?
Right.
Whereas Francesa, dull. So Stephen A., in order to make himself look good, he goes to Francesa rather than Russo because the contrast is what you need. It's not about like Francesa's Levitard. That's not why. It's because Francesa makes Stephen A. look good. But here's my thing. Francesa looks like a corpse. Like ready.
Hold on a second.
Come on. He looks like a zombie.
His hair looks fantastic.
Exactly. He looks like straight out of the funeral home. Open casket. No, look at him.
He does look older. I mean, but he looks good. I feel like he looks good.
I think he looks good. Yeah. Jess earlier was having a bit of a go. But I did having a bit of a go. I thought it was harsh. I think he looks good.
If anything, he looks like a vampire.
Yeah.
Awful.
I have a question for Sarah. Sarah, you before were saying that the trilogies are like cool after the fact. Mike is very much still alive.
Is he?
Is it too soon for this from Amin?
It's never too soon. You got to start early.
Yeah. Get out of the way.
That's a good teammate right
there. See, I am telling you that he sucks the air out of every room that he walks into before he dies. No one's going to say it after he dies. They're going to say Mike lit up every room he ever walked into.
I'll say this, Tugats. Right now, one of my featured photos from today that my phone did is me taking a picture with Mike Francesa behind me at Radio Row.
Right.
And he took my breath away. There's no air in that room.
He's a vampire. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.